The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hoop Ballers! Welcome back to another episode. Another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, Devin Ellington, or at DALE007 on Twitter. Make sure to find the show and the rest of the crew at Hoopball Gaming. You can also check us out at hoop-ball.com, which is the website that makes all of this possible, this free show for you possible. Make sure to go to the website. We've got a playoff postseason journal going for Mr. Aaron Brewski himself. We've got tons of wager pass options. I just loaded 10 plays into our wager pass, and Brewski's got a two-unit play. Troy's got some plays in there for the NBA. We've got pretty much anything you could ask for. Plenty of free content. We've got a lot of baseball in progress right now. There will be a little overlay. Got some baseball coming up very, very quickly and throughout the evening on this Memorial Day. So, do what you want if you have the day off. Enjoy some relaxation. And this podcast will get you into the late afternoon, evening part of the MLB card. Can throw some NBA in there. Some postseason basketball, quick firing picks from me. I primarily stick with the MLB, but I do make picks on the NBA on Tally Site, also our affiliates. Speaking of which, more homework. Go check Tally Site out. That is T-A-L-L-Y, like a tally, site. SIGHT.com. Get familiar with them. They're still pretty new and they're growing, but what they do is they offer a platform for professional sports bettors and analysts alike to come together in a little competition form based off rankings and performance. There's different organizations and groups such as us, The Athletic, the Locked On Podcast Network, CBS Sports, ESPN writers and analysts. There are all sorts of independent and co-independent professional writers in there. So Tally Site is starting to become more of a public platform versus just a place for analysts to submit picks. There's lots more resources that are being developed, and their growth is, I would say is very parallel with ours. We love them over there as an affiliate, and as we grow, hopefully they will grow also and vice versa. So check them out as our affiliate and look out for more to come on that front. Today, like I said, will be baseball heavy. We've got some college baseball stuff updated. We'll see if we touch into that. The Women's College World Series has been set and Oklahoma City will be hosting that. It's going to be kind of exciting. And we've got college baseball regionals starting. Selection Sunday, I think, is what they do for the baseball stuff. But that's coming up very soon also. And we'll run through some baseball stats and some in-depth metrics and just kind of look at some overall things on today's card. MyBookie.ag and Manscaped.com are the two sponsors of the show. I drop little promo reads in the middle of the show so I don't have to jam-pack the hoopla here in the beginning. So I want to dig right into the MLB card. I've got about 40 picks submitted on Tally Site. I've got 10 plays in the wager pass, and I've got some free pick stuff going out on Twitter and looking to maybe throw some stuff together for whoever wants it. So there's some games in progress. I've got the Cincinnati game on the radio right now. And our buddy Blake going for his Free pick dominance, and that's the Reds to win today. So they're at home against Philly, Great America Ballpark. I loosely played over 8.5 just because the ball flies out in that ballpark. And currently, Philly down 6-1. Knock wood, touch wood. Our buddy Blake can pull through on this one. I loosely played the over, like I said. I didn't put it out anywhere. I wasn't confident enough. I didn't get to it in time to put it on the wager pass. So, with that being said, I was just expecting a bunch of runs in this game. Minnesota and Baltimore, middle of the ninth, deadlocked in a 1-1 tie. Baltimore's trying to win one. They've lost, I think, 12 in a row. That's good tea. Sorry. I got this new tea, and I'm all about it. Tampa Bay up 3-1. I had a chance to take them as an underdog and feel good about it, but I didn't. And that pitching, you know, I'm just looking to bet against the Yankees here rolling forward just off perception and what I've seen and what they're playing like and doing as a baseball team. I think moving forward, we have a window here to attack value on the Yankees. I think just for namesake alone, adjustments, let me try that again, on the market are going to be minimal and odds makers are going to be bullish. And I think we're going to have opportunities to take advantage of the Yankees in some games moving forward. Detroit, Milwaukee. On tally site, I submitted the under in this play. I thought that the two teams matched up and had key components for under ingredients. So Cleveland's up 2-0 in the first game of the doubleheader over Chicago, the White Sox of the South Side. Top of the second, though, so it's still early. Two base runners on for the White Sox currently. Cubbies at home against the Padres, up 2-1 currently in the top of the fourth. So we'll get into some stuff here real quickly. I'm going to load up tally site, make sure I've got those there up and ready. That way we can talk about that kind of stuff. I've been going for trifectas on the NBA. I've been hitting a few. I have. And then to get things started on the MLB side, I want to talk about the Angels and the Giants, a divisional game, 3:05 Central Time. I've got a couple different wagers placed in this. Long story short, I believe that the Angels and the Giants combine for a lot of runs. The Giants pitching staff is good, but Cueto is a weak spot in it. So I think the Angels could stumble into some success. Walsh could have a solo home run. He could have an impact, an extra base hit here and there. He hits righties really well. Bundy's got a 6.5 ERA. The Giants don't strike out a lot, which Bundy going up against teams that strike out a lot, it makes him look a lot better than what he is. He's gotten a lot of those starts early. I'm looking at -155 on the Giants, and I know it's a 55-cent juice, but hey, $10 bet. You know, we could eat almost clear 20 bucks just on a small little – let's just throw that out there. So San Francisco -155. I like them. I like this team. Their pitching has sustained, and look at their defense to come up with some stops for Cueto early, but also that bullpen, once it gets going, is also not too shabby. So I'm looking at that. The over-under set at 8 right now, and you're seeing, you know, even money to the over. The Giants -1.5 is a +135 bet. I may or may not have a play on it in the wager pass. I just really like overs in Angels ball games. Boston and Houston. Boston keeps creeping as the favorite. Their money keeps moving super slowly. But I don't trust the pitcher they got on the mound. Rodriguez, you know, I am supposed to make a play on every Boston game, and I'm a little behind schedule. I'm trying to get to 162 bets. And so I got a three banger today in this game. It's on ESPN at 3:10, some Memorial Day baseball. This is going to be a good game. I like this matchup. Jose Urquidy, Eduardo Rodriguez, the lefty, 5.06. Obviously, we talk about it every time. Houston hits lefties. Yes, they hit lefties really well. Boston hits righties really well. Urquidy's peripherals have been creeping a little lately, and his ERA at 3.22 is a little luck-based. Boston was a plus 105 underdog, and I took that last night, and it was even there this morning, and they've creeped to minus 112 on Bovada. For some reason, my bookie still has Boston as plus 105. So double check. You know, there's a lot of guys out. Michael Brantley and Jason Castro, Yuli Gurriel and Yordan Alvarez are all out indefinitely for Houston. So, you know, even if they're on this side or that side of the money side, whatever book you can get them on, whatever odds, I think Boston's offense is going to be overpowering based off those bats that Houston's missing. Houston's bullpen's been lackadaisical a little lately. Boston, you know, they just need Eduardo Rodriguez. Erod is what I like to call him. Erod. Little bit better than what he's been. You know, he's allowed a lot more hard contact lately. So if he can cut some of that down, which he'll get some help by being able to avoid guys like Brantley, and Castro has sneaky good power against lefties. Yuli Gurriel, Yordan Alvarez, those guys can hit 400 on a season against lefties. So not having those guys is going to be huge for Rodriguez. I think we see a better than normal start. But like I said, my faith meter is really not filled up too high on him. But I do think and feel that the play is on Boston. He's going to get to go against guys like McCormick and Kyle Tucker and Jones, as well as Miles Straw, you know, so he's got, you know, a chance to do some good here. I do expect lots of runs. Total set at 9 right now. I think it hits double digits. That game starts here in under an hour. So let's move quicker. Washington and Atlanta is at 4:10. I'm going to go ahead and talk about this one. You know, Atlanta at home, I put Washington on my do not bet list, so I'm not looking at doing anything. And I say doing anything, and I like to retract that hate statement because I try not to hate anything. But I'm very strongly disliking betting NL East games and teams. There's just a lot of variables swirling around all these teams, which make for a bumpy handicapping experience. So I'm looking to be minimal on this game. And I'm looking at the prospect of the potential output and talent that these offenses have collectively, because there are some major boppers, and the people pitching today, Mr. Joe Ross and Charlie Morton. Morton salt, he's salty. Morton's the name of the brand of salt, right? Morton's. I'm not just thinking of that. I don't know. Sorry. So Joe Ross, bad pitcher right now. Charlie Morton, shell of himself, nearly at a 4.00 ERA. He's at 3.98. His outlying peripheral stats, not looking good. So I expect some runs from Atlanta, some success as far as their team total. So that's what I'm looking at. Oakland, Seattle. I'm watching this game a little bit. You know, I could have, holy cow, this is nuts. I could have got Oakland at -125 this morning. Passed it up. It's at -170 now. Over-under's 8.5. I would look at that. But look, this is a game I don't have any official plays on. As a baseball fan, I am looking to play with my interests because this will be a fun game to kind of look and watch and dissect. We got Mr. Gilbert, a top pitching prospect on the mound, trying to get that ERA down. He's at 7.59 right now. But, you know, his movement and stuff is getting a little bit better. And Oakland, struggling offense, you know, they're decent on the road. But Seattle, they are a little bit more improved at home with that bullpen more comfortable. So, again, overall, just like a push game for me. Second game of the doubleheader between the White Sox and the Indians, I'm not interested in. Cal Quantrill starting. I believe that's Jimmy Lambert, the righty for the Sox, will be starting. He hasn't done anything for them this year. So, a lot of mystery. Second game of the doubleheader. I'm not looking to get too involved on that. St. Louis and Los Angeles, Flaherty, Bauer. Flaherty, man, I tried to back him in a couple starts of his recently. And the Cardinals in general, I need to back off personally. So I'm going to be not playing Cardinals bets probably here for the next five games. I want to get different sample sizes, start looking at things differently, see what, you know, opponents they draw here soon. Today, against the Dodgers with Bauer on the mound, Hey, we got a great pitching performance to look at. So I group my games together as games I want to watch as a baseball fan, and then I group them together as games that I want to bet on, then I group them together as games I want to put in the wager pass, and then group them together as far as tally site games. This game goes into the baseball fandom zone. So that, you know, I love pitching. I'm going to look at this, and hopefully I see some good pitching performances. The Dodgers are starting to get a bit healthier with their bats. You know, Mookie Betts was out recently. St. Louis, they're really missing Harrison Bader. I've been stupidly bullish on him. And recently I've still been on the Cardinals on multi-wager bets. Last night I had two plays on them in the wager pass and did not go well. Went 3-3 in the wager pass last night, minus the VIG. Lost a quarter, so to say. So, you know, not a bad night. And then we had Miami and Boston ruled. Postponed. I had strong belief in that game. So I feel like if that game was played, we'd had a positive night. Hoop ballers. Let's talk about your balls. Yep. Your balls and the area around them. Let's talk about manscaped.com. Go there and use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. Use the promo code and go check out all the tools they have of trimming the hedges and taking care of your lawn, like the Lawnmower 3.0 with a built-in LED light to help you get into those dark thigh crevices on the inner parts. Also, the Gooch. It is hard to get to the Gooch if you can't see it. So use the LED light with the anti-tugless technology on the razor. Full long battery life. Then check out the Weed Whacker. Bring that out of the shed. Use it on your shrubs. Cut down what you need down to bare minimum if you need to. It's got a nice anti-tugless technology just like the Lawnmower 3.0. It's also got a lithium battery. And best news of all, these things are waterproof. So that way you can do it in the shower and take care of business in the cleanest way possible. HoopBall20 is the promo code that's going to get you free shipping as well as 20% off. I recommend using it. I recommend getting the complete care kit with your free shipping and your 20% off. Spend a little extra, get a lot more. There's a good care kit there for us gentlemen. Face scrub, shampoo, ball treatment, and the area that surrounds our balls. I believe there's even a pair of underwear in there for our balls. So yeah, that's going to conclude the talk about our balls. Now let's talk about bets. MyBookie.ag is where all the hoop ballers take care of their winnings and where we place all of our wagers that we post in our article in the Wager Pass, as well as our free plays and our Discord chats. Yes, MyBookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Let them know that we sent you. Hell, specifically type in my name. I want them to know. But most importantly, you got to let them know what podcast that is. And it is Today in Sports Betting. You let them know that we sent you. And then we, as a family, get to grow. And then we get to set you up to reap more benefits. And that is what's important to us, because we are here to help you win money. And that is why we recommend MyBookie. Their slogan is bet, win, get paid. And it's quite simply that easy. Use Bitcoin to get going. It's a high recommendation of VM Center at Vince Miracle, our guy. It's a recommendation of me. It's so easy. Dan Bespris, the Podfather, Aaron Bruschi, the Godfather, they get in there, they get going with Bitcoin, they get their money in and out, and it's easy peasy. Hoopball's the promo code. Use that. Let them know that we sent you. MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Now, as a podcast, we have your balls and your bets covered. And without further ado, we have Today in Sports Betting. So we're looking to get out of this two-day rut of slight losers on the wager pass side. So we're looking at St. Louis. We're looking at Los Angeles. I'm not looking at anything in it. I'll just let it be. That's at 8:10 tonight. It's going to be a good game to watch. You know, if you find it on a stream or something, or you are in the area and you watch those games, go for it. MLB at Bat app, if you have that. Overall, got some games that I'm very excited for. Bear with me here. I'm going to, you know, I want to switch to a different game. We got extra innings baseball between Baltimore and Minnesota, so that's always exciting to listen to. Pittsburgh on the road against Kansas City. Kansas City coming home after their offense exploded against Minnesota. I was hoping that's the narrative it was going to take, because I was looking at this series hoping that they were going to get hot and come home and be able to get some games against a lower team like the Pittsburgh Pirates. This game right here, Kansas City, has got it written all over for them. You know, I'm going to play a lot of different angles on this. One thing I'll throw out is Pittsburgh over 3.5 on their team total. I just think game-changing runs can be scored back and forth in this game. You know, we got pitching matchup with Mike Minor and Chad Cole on the mound for the Pirates. So we're seeing some guys that can give up some runs. And guys that can give up runs early. So what I'm looking at, with Mike Minor being the lefty and all, his recent pitching performance is not so great. Chad Cole's not made a lot of starts this year, so we're looking to see what he's going to do, how he settles in. Mike Minor's getting barreled up quite a lot. And right now, he's got a 40.3 ground ball percentage and 44.4% pull percentage. Twins just took the lead in the 10th. Exciting. Play at the plate. So the discipline of hitters are going to be huge in this one tonight because we got some inconsistent starters. We've got a lot of just kind of average stuff here for both ball clubs. Other than Carlos Santana, the Royals don't have a batter that's above 10% on a walk rate. So that's pretty astronomical. Expected WOBA. Of course, the Royals are going to have a little advantage there. A lot of guys over 300. 304 is where it starts getting a little light blue shade on Baseball Savant. Hard hit percentage. They got a lot more better quality hitters than Pittsburgh. So Mondesi, since he's come back, he's at 69.2 hard hit percentage. Salvi Perez, 56.5, scorching. Hunter Dozier, 47.1. Kelvin Gutierrez, 44.7, which he's a recent call-up. I love that kid behind Hanser Alberto. Two good, solid defensive third basemen for the Royals. And then Michael A. Taylor, you know, he's just not he's a defensive outfielder. Carlos Santana needs to step it up a little bit. Andrew Benintendi, 43.5% on a hard hit percentage. But like I said, it's Pittsburgh. Kansas City needs to get right against them. They need to win these. And that's what I'm thinking might well happen tonight. Mets, Diamondbacks. I am looking at the fact that DeGrom's pitching here tonight. I don't want to get too much into this game, and this is the last game on the MLB card. I don't want to get too much into it because I do have a major play on the wager pass on it. So, sips tea. I'm gonna have to leave this one alone a bit because it's hard to talk about it without giving away what I want to do on it right away. I think that there are some aspects of this game that don't even need to be looked at. I don't like betting on Mets games normally, so this is more or less an experiment for me. Arizona had that huge offensive surge last night against the Cardinals, but look who they're going against today. It's DeGrom, it's Merrill Kelly. And again, this is a pitching matchup that I really like, so I'm a little more invested in this game. I want to see what Merrill Kelly does. I got a game script kind of in mind for him, and I'm just looking to see what he does against DeGrom. And I find it interesting that Arizona is only a plus 155 underdog, even though that the Mets have DeGrom on the mound. And it's a road start. The Mets are even more worse on the road. You know, Arizona as an underdog, I would not be too opposed on just because they got a lot more slugging and a lot more power than New York does, and they're at home. So plus 155, though. You can find it plus 175 in some spots. 150 for Bovada. My bookie, perfect. Our guys, they have 175. You know, if that's something you want to play, you know, I definitely think that the favorites control things tonight. But overall, there are a couple underdogs. And with DeGrom on the mound, a lot of folks would easily overlook Arizona. If this hits $2 as an underdog, I think I have to take it. It's something I'll be keeping an eye out on. Want to segue as, you know, we wrap up in that MLB sector there. Want to segue into some playoff basketball. So we've got Philly and Washington as well as Utah versus Memphis tonight. Both games are on TNT. I'm going to have two bets on each game. And these are all freebies here because NBA is not my biggest forte. But right now on Tally Site, I'm hitting above 50. I'm about 54% on Tally Site, not highly ranked because there are some very sharp minds. We do have some very highly ranked guys on the team, the HoopBall team over there on Tally Site, though, holding it up for us. I'm kind of chasing down the middle of the pack. And tonight I'm hoping to go 4-0. I'm looking at the favorites tonight. We have both number one seeds looking to, you know, one to advance, one to go up 3-1 and come back home to clinch. And I'm looking straight ahead, you know, for the second round for these two teams. I got Utah minus 5.5. I got Philly minus 9. I got them at minus 9. There was line movement on both spreads. And we're at over unders set right now. Philly and Washington's at 230. So I'm definitely looking at the over. You know, we could be 3/4 of the way there before halftime. Utah and Memphis over. As Utah gets healthier, their offense is just going to get more and more ridiculous. They were firing efficiently last game. The way they were moving the ball and controlling the pace, it looked very, very fluid. Memphis, they underperformed last game, so I think we're seeing a low total set. I think this should be more in the 230s. And Memphis, you know, John Morant put 47 up last game and didn't get a winning effort. Look for guys like Dylan Brooks, Valanciunas. Jaren Jackson just had a dumb game. Like, he was just doing dumb stuff all game. So look for him to pop back. Kyle Anderson needs to get it going. Once he gets a stroke from three, he's dangerous. And look for more defensive pressure from Memphis tonight. I'm looking to see, you know, how that translates into some transition buckets for both teams. I think both teams are really good about cashing in on those opportunities. It's going to be physical. The refs have been getting a little scrutinized in this series, so I think they're finally going to start calling a lot more stuff, and I think we're going to see a nice, loose offensive game. So Utah-Memphis over 224 is what I had it at, 225.5, and then 224 is where it opened. The Philly-Washington game, I'm going to be over 229.5. I got that before it hit the 230. But 230 is our number in that one. I know Brew's got some plays on these games, a two-unit play in the wager pass. And I've got some opinions. So Westbrook, you know, like I said, not 100%. And Philly's got a chance to just 4-0 sweep. Embiid's feeling himself. And I believe this is the way to go in this card. I think this is going to be a sweat-free cover. Philly by probably 15 or so. And Utah is going to be a little more of a closer game, I believe. So look at Utah to cover by probably 8 or 9. That's going to be my guess. Upwards of 13 on the top side. And Cincinnati in the bottom of the fifth, Max Schrock. Went ahead and just knocked in Castellanos with a triple. Oh, baby, a triple. And then Chris Bryant homered. Over 9.5 is the number that was on the Cubs-Padres game. Padres finally running out of steam, it looks like, from all those extra inning games. I think they had 6 in a row. Cubbies up 5-1, bottom of the fifth. Can't believe how well the Cubs are playing right now. Can't believe it. Cincinnati, though, starting to score again. I'm telling you, when they go home, we're fading Cincinnati 100% when they go on the road. I've learned that. I've got my little baseball journal going, and we're starting to lock in a little closer on things. So make sure to join the fun. All right. Hey, let's wrap this one up. I know today's going to be a little more expedited and quick. I wanted to talk a little bit more about some stuff, but I want to get this show out about these MLB games to you, and I want to get this content out. Look for more plays in the wager pass. I'm sure we're going to have all sorts of stuff dropping in there. Riley's got prop plays coming, I bet, and we got some other stuff to be looking forward to as far as playoff basketball. Don't forget the promo codes for mybookie.ag as well as manscaped.com. Don't forget about us over at hoop-ball.com. That's what brings this show. Let's grow so we can give more. I'm looking at helping grow this thing, and I want to do it by 5-star reviews and credibility and just pure old-fashioned word of mouth, as well as, you know, the good Twitter presence that is what we've got going. Let's look at some winnings tonight. We've got some great angles. We've got some great games. I hope that your holidays are safe, and I hope that they are fun. I hope that you guys out there with your families are having a blast and it's positive. If you're working, just know that you won't always be working. There we go. There's something positive. Hold the door for someone today. Wash your hands, and let's be a nice people to the next people. That's not good English, but you get what I'm saying. I'm sending you all of my good vibes, all of my good energies. Today in Sports Betting is out.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.